February 2nd, 2023. This is your Divided Kingdom host, Lou Caverly.
And Elizabeth Cuppett Caverly.
We're here on WWCR.com and WWCR Shortwave. Thursdays at 8 p.m., the frequency is 4.840 megahertz. It repeats Saturday at 8 a.m. on 7.490 megahertz. Also Mondays at 4 p.m. at 9.350 megahertz. We can also be heard at LWRN.net, that's Liberty Works Radio Network, Global Star, KingdomStarRadio.com, and KStarTalkRadio.com. Consult their websites for program days and times. Tonight's program is entitled Groundhog Day, Over and Over Again, Betrayal, Origins, Present Status, and Vital Warnings for You of Ominous Scenarios Ahead. Present status is a four-star emergency alert. It's a forced vaccine injection. Is that coming? Is a world police state? Is it not far away? Dr. Jane Ruby fears that that's the case. She explained in a January 24th radio program. We also have vital information from writer Ethan Huff at naturalnews.com. The World Health Organization, the WHO, is once again the ominous driving force. We all remember in 2020 urging our senators not to adopt the amendments of a WHO World Pandemic Treaty. This would have destroyed what's left of our national sovereignty. Now we have a new four-star crisis alert, one we must inform ourselves about and stand strongly against. This is the big picture crisis, the plan for our immediate future that includes voluntary deaths, coded health surveillance, and forced injections of vaccines a la Gestapo health orderlies. Dr. Jane Ruby's January 24th radio program is essential. If you can hear it at Brighteon.com, just go to Brighteon.com, and you can do a search for Dr. Jane Ruby and look for that program January 24th. And that program was entitled, All Americans Now Trapped by Vax Status.
Yes, Lou, we've heard, and we have been so shocked about this intricate labyrinth of public-private partnerships in this globalist depopulation plan, including the DOD, NIH, NIAID, EcoHealth Alliance, CDC, and the WHO, the World Health Organization. It's at such a point, listeners, as you hear all of this information, you may want to choose to do as Dr. Jane Ruby advises, avoid hospitals and everything you can take care of with God's guiding help and natural health supplements you may want to do. We are warning you with this very serious caution not to go lightly into a hospital, get trapped by having them give you a false PCR positive COVID test, and then put you on a ventilator to give the hospital $40,000 or $100,000 if you succumb. And so here we are. We're getting some of this information. Here is Ethan Huff's headline at naturalnews.com, Friday, January 20th, 2023. And before we get the title, we do want to tell you that we urge you to tell your friends, relatives, pastors, to go to DividedKingdomRadio.com. Again, that's DividedKingdomRadio.com. And go to our listening archives. Hear past programs with very important information in them. And read our essays under Breaking News. And we are now looking to get payment ready for WWCR for March. We thank those listeners of you who have helped us stay on the air. And we do need help for WWCR in particular, so you can write a check or an anonymous money order to WWCR. You can send it to us, to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And again, we're very low now on postage stamps. And we also could use some cash if any of you can put anything in for us. Again, that address is Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And here's the headline from Natural News, January 20th. They're tracking us. In obedience to WHO, and again, that's the World Health Organization, International Medical Classification System adds new diagnosis coding for the unvaccinated. And again, I'm going to urge you to help us stay on the air. You're not getting this information on Fox, CNN, CNBC. You're not getting this on a lot of other alternative so-called patriot stations that have incessant commercials. If you want to keep us on the air, we're going to try to warn you. God told us one time in Scripture, it was either in Isaiah or Jeremiah, we saw this quote, and we felt he was telling us that it was applicable to us. Cry out till the last city is wasted. And with God helping us, helping our finances, our health, our souls, protecting us from Satan's attacks, and please keep us in your prayers for protection and provision, we will be here. We will be crying out till the last city is wasted. So again, whatever you can send, even notes of encouragement, we're so happy for them, to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And again, this headline, they're tracking us. In obedience to WHO, International Medical Classification System adds new diagnosis coding for the unvaccinated. Ring, ring, ring. This is a four-star bell ringing alarm. As of right now, there is no formidable way to identify who got, quote, vaccinated for COVID, and who was smart and brave enough to just say no to experimental gene modification drugs. But this is about to change. Again, these are the words of Ethan Huff, January 20th at naturalnews.com. As the International Classification of Disease, ICD system is getting a brand new medical code for the unvaccinated. With approval from the United States, the World Health Organization, WHO, is implementing the new digital diagnosis code as a type of scarlet letter for purebloods who are an apparent threat to the establishment. Once in place, an unvaccinated person's medical records will be given the, quote, yellow star armband. Ethan Huff has that in quotes, meaning not literally. Don't take it literally, but it's like what Hitler did to put the onus on the Jews to diagnose which ones were Jewish so they could be killed eventually, tortured before that, lose their jobs. We're back to Groundhog Day, aren't we, Lou?
That's right.
Whatever was is. God says in the Bible there's nothing new under the sun. So anyway, this code indicating that he or she refused to take the spike proteins, graphene, and whatever other toxins are inside the vials. Now, we're going to interrupt for just a minute here. This is an all-out war everywhere. Lou and I thought we would get some enjoyment about, away from some of the worries of the New World Order. So we do like figure skating, so we turned on the Nationals, the U.S. Nationals. And we hadn't watched television in many, many months. We certainly don't have it on for CNN or Fox or anything like that. So it took a while for that flickering blue light to not bother us, plus these drug commercials. Prevagen, that was the main one. Lou, we think maybe we heard it 7 to 10 times?
Oh, over the period of 3 days, I'll bet we heard it more than that.
Then you jumped in your car, Sirius XM, there it was, Prevagen again.
Oh, yes, it only took me about a mile down the road to hear that advertisement.
Prevagen. Now, they had a series of older people telling how it had made their brain recover clarity. One was an author of children's books, I think. Another was a white-bearded professor. But one of those ads told us that there was a special ingredient in Prevagen. What was that, Lou?
I believe they said it was coming from starfish, if I remember right.
Jellyfish.
Oh, jellyfish. That's
jellyfish.
Right, jellyfish.
Now, You had a reason you made that little slip, because we looked back, and in Dr. Brian Artis's report on the snake venom and all the kinds of venoms that were found documented in the blood of COVID patients, why goodness, there were a lot of those conotoxins coming from, I think, one was the starfish, wasn't it?
Yes, I think it's a particular kind. Yeah.
The crown starfish.
Yeah.
Now, we have to wonder, is there something like that in Prevagen as well? Now, we also have been looking for quite a few years at the nomenclature of these drugs. There are hidden messages, we think, possibly, put there by the elite. Remember, they have this moral code that they have to tell us when they're going to do something, like the Lone Gunman movie with the planes hitting the towers, things like that. So now, when we look at Prevagen, it could be saying prevent. Now, the last part of it is gen, G-E-N. That's very much like gene or genetic. I think it could mean prevent the genetic workings to be normal in the brain. That's Prevagen. There's another one, Entyvia. I think we saw it once this time. It's spelled E-N-T-Y, right, Entyv, E-N-T-Y-V-I-O. Now, that could be end. Now, in French, to means you. That could mean end your, and then V-I-O is very similar to V, French for life, end your life. See? See what they're doing? Then there was Dupixent, and Lou always gets a sick charge out of this because it's a medicine for asthma, and one of the key things you should watch for as a side effect was shortness for breath. How logical is that, Lou?
Well, I think maybe the cure is worse than the disease, if you ask me.
Now, do you see, listeners, that we're increasingly surrounded by this awful depopulation intent to kill Americans? And Dr. Jane Ruby brought up the Deagle Report, and various nations use this for military strategies and knowledge. And I think that he had said by the year 2025, the population of America might be down. It might have been only 50 million. It's something like that. And we've often wondered about that because we've heard about this Deagle Report and that stat for a couple years. But now Jane is linking it to these new classifications. And as everything proceeds on, these bioweapons factories, they haven't quit. The government is still in charge of doing these things. So now back to this article here. Most people are familiar with international codes in the context of medical billing. This unvaccinated code, now remember, that's the new code they're going to put up, however, is more of a branding tool that lets the medical establishment know who still has DNA made in the image of God, as opposed to damaged DNA made in the image of Pfizer and Moderna. If you think this isn't important, I hope you're a Christian. And if you are a Christian, you have to think this is important. God will not tolerate this. He has done things before. Genesis 6, there's a lot going on. God will not let this go on forever because we are made in his image. Back to Ethan Huff, this system was originally created after World War II for the purpose of tracking the diagnosis of major diseases within a population, explains Technocracy News. But over the years, there have been 11 major revisions. And with each revision, the data being collected on each individual has become more precise and all-inclusive. And there's a related article. Prior to COVID, the WHO was engaged in covert bioweapons research. And who?
Yes.
More.
Ethan Huff is this interior headline. Following the passage of Obamacare, ICD coding, quote, really grew into an electronic data mining beast, unquote. According to the WHO website, some 1.6 million different clinical situations can now be coded. And unless doctors and other medical professionals use these codes, they risk not being reimbursed by insurance companies for services rendered. It's a compulsory system. In other words, that does not tolerate the non-compliant. This bodes ominous for the unvaccinated who face possible discrimination when seeking health care services. Up until the passage of the Affordable Care Act, ACA, also known as Obamacare, by Congress in 2012, the ICD system was relatively innocuous. After 2012, however, it really grew into an electronic data mining beast, Technocracy News reveals. And they quote, "The digitization of health care records was fully implemented with the upgrade to ICD-10 after two congressional delays in 2016. Since then, there has literally been a numeric code created for almost any diagnosis you can think of, and some you would never think of," unquote. As of October 2022, code Z28.310 is now a reality. It indicates that a patient is unvaccinated, allowing medical professionals everywhere to pry into what was previously private information. Technocracy News further explains, quote, "This is the code your doctor will log into the computer system that is accessed by government and private health insurers, informing them of your COVID vaccine status. These are intentionally, or I should say internationally, recognized codes for very specific medical conditions for insurance and government purposes. They are accessible worldwide should you be overseas and have a health issue that needs to be treated," unquote. And I'm going to interject a few things here. Dr. Ruby describes these tracking and tracing codes, ICD-10 codes. She says this was all about the COVID shot bioweapon, taking out two-thirds of the people in the U.S., according to the Deagle Agency report. Dr. Ruby's words, excuse me, are these. Pharma is an arm of the government. The government you thought you had is gone. You are being run by World Health Organization, WHO, Department of Defense, DOD, and Health and Human Services, HHS, unquote. Now, these are the categories within the code, or that the code designates. One, the unvaccinated. Two, the partially vaccinated. So you got one shot but didn't get the next. And three, the category is simply other. That would include delinquent immunization status or behind on immunization schedule. You'll be coerced to take the shots to get your bill paid by insurance. Dr. Ruby points out that you'll have two choices, your life or your bill getting paid. And now back to Ethan Huff's article at naturalnews.com. He says, keep in mind that if a doctor refuses to submit this code alongside a medical bill to Medicare or Medicaid, he or she faces not being reimbursed. In other words, failing to tell the federal government a patient's COVID status is now a career killing or killer for medical professionals. According to Dr. Zev Zelenko, all of this is being used to usher in a new medical industrial biomedical complex that aims to keep everyone, quote, up to date, unquote, on their shots. It will also be used as, quote, a gateway to transhumanism, unquote, as increasingly more DNA modification shots similar to COVID so-called vaccines hit the market in the coming years.
And yes, Lou, Dr. Jane Ruby has warned before that there are some indications that the mRNA is being put in other vaccines, possibly the flu vaccine. So she advises not to have anybody taking any vaccines at this time. And looking at this whole thing, that Z is for Zulu, and that's a medical term that Lou and I aren't familiar with, but all of these categories that Lou mentioned, the partly vaccinated, the delinquent vaccinated, and the fully vaccinated, they all have a separate ID, a Zulu separate ID number. And Jane says, you think this isn't leading to them coming to give you the forcible vaccination? So we are warning you, if ever there was a time, you need, as a human being, to stand up for Jesus Christ, to save your families, to tell others, to spread the word. This is it. Tell people about the Jane Ruby Show at the Stu Peters Network. Tell people about DividedKingdomRadio.com. And now, just a couple quick news flashes. There was a little photo in our Sunday newspaper here, and it showed a very nice-looking young black person, a young man. This photo, provided by the Nichols family, shows Tyre Nichols, who had a passion for photography and was described by friends as joyful and lovable. And I interject, he certainly looks like it. Nichols was just minutes from his home in Memphis, Tennessee, on January 7, 2023, when he was pulled over by police and fatally beaten. Five Memphis police officers have since been charged with second-degree murder and other offenses. And we aren't going to hear maybe as much about this case, Lou. Why?
Because he's black.
And the police.
Yeah. Yeah, although what? It has made national headlines, finally.
What? The police what? Who attacked him?
They are all black as well.
Yes. Now, had we had a white one in there, boy, we would really be getting more of it. But anyway, we give our condolences to his family, and we pray that all of this hatred will change. But the hatred that is institutionalized is coming at all of us, black, white, oriental. And also now we had a little news item February 1st from the AP, and the headline here was Laverne and Shirley actor Cindy Williams dies at 75. Cindy Williams, who was among the most recognizable stars in America in the 1970s and 1980s for her role as Shirley opposite Penny Marshall's Laverne on the beloved sitcom Laverne and Shirley, has died. She was 75. Williams died in Los Angeles on Wednesday after a brief illness, her children reported. Now, our question is, the same question we ask about the King's daughter, Lisa Marie Presley, was this an aftermath of the COVID shot? We don't know. Maybe we'll hear more. We now take a look at the shocking truth. How very long ago, almost 200 years ago, the depopulation plan in America began. And, of course, we know now that it spread from here to Hitler and the Nazi Germany regime. It didn't start in Nazi Germany. It started here. Lou and I are reading now from Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, Conspiracy, detailing these origins and the development of the murderous plan that would culminate in 2021 with Operation Warp Speed. It really is Groundhog Day over and over again.
1910. The Eugenics Record Office is established at Cold Spring Harbor, New York. It is funded by the Carnegie Institute and will receive funding from the Rockefeller Foundation, which will be founded in 1913. The Rockefeller Foundation will also fund Nazi Dr. Ernst Rudin's eugenics research at the Kaiser Wilhelm Brain Research Institute in Berlin. At the Third International Congress in Eugenics held in New York in 1932, Rudin will be unanimously elected president of the International Federation of Eugenic Societies. Rudin and other Nazis will be transported to the Congress on George Herbert Walker's and Prescott Bush's Hamburg-America lines. 1911, John D. Rockefeller, Jr. forms the Bureau of Social Hygiene. And in 1913, the Rockefeller Foundation will help organize and fund the American Social Hygiene Association, quote, for reconsideration of public attitudes toward prostitution, unquote. Via the National Research Council, the Rockefeller Foundation's medical division for many years will fund the horrible sex research of Alfred Kinsey. In the early 1900s, Rockefeller introduces Margaret Sanger to the moneyed elite, who will help her form the Birth Control League that will become Planned Parenthood. She eugenically advocates at limiting, quote, dysgenic stocks, unquote, such as blacks, Hispanics, American Indians, and Catholics, as well as farm dwellers, such as Jewish immigrants.
April 11th, 1933, Rockefeller Foundation President Max Mason assures trustees that in their program, quote, the social sciences will concern themselves with the rationalization of social control, the control of human behavior. Fall 1937, Rockefeller Foundation gives a grant to Princeton University to study the influence of radio on different groups, and a grant by the GEB will be made to study how the broadcasts of the War of the Worlds fit into the Princeton Project. 1937, Robert Havighurst becomes director of the GEB and suggests the global servant concept, and educating youth for some form of world citizenship.
1939, Rockefeller Foundation organizes a series of secret seminars involving communication scholars with the aim of manipulating Americans to accept involvement in World War II. This is part of a larger effort before 1945, whereby the Rockefeller Foundation underwrites Harold Laswell and Walter Lippmann, who advocated a world in which elites ruled by manipulating mass sentiment. March 27, 1942, Senator Harry Truman refers to the Standard Oil, that is Rockefeller dealings, with the Nazis as, quote, approaching treason, unquote. 1945, Rockefeller Foundation medical director Alan Gregg begins search for an institution that will see if wartime psychology could be relevant for civilian society. Regarding this, the foundation will fund the Tavistock Institute of Human Relations.
1950-51, Rockefeller Foundation Chairman John Foster Dulles, and we have to point out here, there's an overlap with Daryl Eberhardt's research on the Jesuit plot. He talks about all the Knights of Malta who are playing a role possibly now in this coup that may be happening or has happened in America. So John Foster Dulles fits nicely right into that. Rockefeller Foundation Chairman John Foster Dulles takes John D. Rockefeller III on a tour of third world countries, stressing the need eugenically to control the growth of the non-white population. 1952, John D. Rockefeller III and John Foster Dulles found the Population Council to fund population control measures. 1959, Rockefeller Brothers Fund, for whom a young Henry Kissinger has worked, publishes the Mid-Century Challenge, the U.S. foreign policy, in which one reads, quote, we cannot escape, and indeed should welcome, the task which history has imposed on us. This is the task of helping to shape a new world order in all its dimensions, spiritual, economic, political, social. And again, Lou and I are quoting from the good book, Conspiracy, by Dr. Dennis Cuddy, which you can get at Southwest Radio Church Ministry, and it's updated. We have COVID in it, too, $20. And their phone number is 1-800-652-1144. And again, that is 1-800-652-1144. Now, what happened in 1961, Lou?
In September of 1961, former Rockefeller Foundation President Dean Rusk, a Rhodes Scholar.
And I have to interject, our new first black governor in Maryland was also a Rhodes Scholar, as well as having had a great-grandfather who was the first minister in the Dutch Reformed Church. Oh, we hope that God will touch his heart and return him to his Christian roots. So anyway, you're saying Dean Rusk was...
Yes, he was Secretary of State at the time. He published Freedom from War, that was the title, detailing a three-stage disarmament plan, including, quote, the disbanding of all national armies other than those required to preserve internal order and for contributions to the United Nations Peace Force, unquote.
Now, we can see that's continuing. What was the young man's name? Was it Robert New? I'm not sure. I don't know whether I had the right first name, but he refused to put on that blue helmet and made a stand. He did not go into the UN forces, but now we're having our military disbanded, as Colonel Theresa Long says, by these COVID shots. They're being killed, they're being maimed, they're being made unable to serve. So is this now heading toward that goal, the disbanding of all national armies? You see? Go ahead, Lou.
On March 11th, 1969, Vice President of Planned Parenthood, World Population, Frederick Jaffe's, quote, activities relevant to the study of population policy for the U.S., unquote, is printed, containing a memo to Population Council President Bernard Berelson. It includes examples of proposed measures to reduce U.S. fertility, such as A, encourage increased homosexuality, B, fertility control, agents in water supply, C, encourage women to work, D, abortion and sterilization on demand, and E, make contraception truly available and accessible to all. March 20th, 1969, Dr. Lawrence Dunnigan attends a meeting of pediatric physicians in Pittsburgh, where the speaker is Dr. Richard Day, National Medical Director of Planned Parenthood, funded by the Rockefeller Foundation from 1965 to 68. Dr. Dunnigan recounts that Dr. Day said that in the future there will be hard-to-cure diseases created, and that cures for nearly all cancers have been developed, but were being hidden at the Rockefeller Institute so that populations would not increase. July 1, 1970, Senate appropriations hearings are held for the Department of Defense and refer to eminent biologists who believe that within 5 to 10 years it would be possible to produce a synthetic biological agent, and it has in parentheses, infective microorganism, an agent that does not naturally exist.
How familiar that sounds. It sounds like Fauci and Ralph Baric at the University of North Carolina and China's role in Wuhan and the bat market and all the biological labs in Ukraine, all of these things, NIH, the gain of function still being funded.
That's right, and it says it's to be an agent that does not naturally exist and for which no natural immunity could have been acquired.
So apropos,
sure
there we
is.
Go with Groundhog Day again and again.
That's right. Tentative plans to initiate a program to develop such an agent were discussed by the National Research Council. And remember, it was via the National Research Council that the Rockefeller Foundation funded Alfred Kinsey's research. Hearings in the British House of Commons from April 8th to May 13th, 1987, regarding AIDS will include the following quote. Every biological scientist who has dispassionately studied the virus and the epidemic knows that the origins of the virus could lie in the developments of modern biology. Some who know perfectly well what has happened are deliberately fudging scientific data to keep the heat off them and fellow members of the molecular biological, quote-unquote, club.
March 7, 1972, the Rockefeller Commission on Population issues a report advocating population control, stating that further growth of the American population could cause economic problems and that, quote, in any case, no generation needs to know the ultimate goal or the final means, only the direction to which they will be found. In other words, they will control population, but they're not going to tell us how. August 10th, 1973, the New York Times publishes an article by David Rockefeller praising, quote, the social experiment in China under Chairman Mao's leadership, despite the fact that tens of millions of innocent people have been slaughtered by the communist dictatorship there. And we interject there, this is Elizabeth, I believe it was 60 million. Okay, Lou, what's next in 1973?
In 1973, George H.W. Bush praises the Population Crisis Committee, PCC, for having played a, quote, major role in assisting government policy makers and in mobilizing United States' response to the world population challenge, unquote. The PCC was founded by General William Draper, Jr., Vice Chairman of Planned Parenthood, and is largely funded by the Rockefeller Foundation. And let me see.
I think, yes, we go on a little bit more here because I think it's very important. I think there's the next year coming up that we have, I believe, is 1986. Rockefeller Foundation gives grants of $6.3 million to various population programs. Reverend Theodore Hesburgh, a Catholic priest and president of the University of Notre Dame, has served as chairman of the Foundation Board of Trustees from 1977 to 1982. And there again, we see the Roman Catholic Church being hooked in a way that we would rather not see with the various population programs. And we know there are many, many Roman Catholics, including Archbishop Vigano, who are staunchly opposed to abortion and staunchly opposed to the COVID shots because they were aborted fetal cell derived. And now we move up to January 1st, 1987. On William F. Buckley Jr.'s television program, Crossfire, Fay Waddleton, president of Planned Parenthood, which has been funded by the Rockefeller Foundation, acknowledges, quote, "We have received contributions from people who want to support us because they want all black women to stop having children. Think about why an organization would accept such funds given for such a purpose rather than refusing such contributions for that purpose. Remember, Planned Parenthood founder Margaret Sanger's Negro Project proposal stated, quote, "The mass of Negroes, particularly in the South, still breed carelessly and disastrously, and is from that portion of the population least intelligent and fit," end of quote. In October 1939, Sanger wrote a letter to Procter & Gamble heir Clarence Gamble relating how they would deal with such a problem. The next month, November 1939, Sanger's Birth Control Review commended the Nazi birth control program, saying that, quote, "The German program has been much more carefully worked out than the Italian program. The need for quality as well as quantity is recognized." In the April 1933 Birth Control Review was an article, "Eugenic Sterilization, an Urgent Need," by Nazi Dr. Ernst Rudin, headed by the Rockefeller Foundation. And I want to add here, when we noted that Sanger wrote a letter to Procter & Gamble's heir, Clarence Gamble, we can update that again. Here's Groundhog Day. Lou and I talked on air before how we stopped shopping with Harris Teeter. Such good products from the, many of them from the South, sort of local foods, all kinds of good things. But I think they went in with Kroger, and now they were having Aisles for All. But their biggest affiliation is with Procter & Gamble. And I believe it was in the, maybe it was $20,000. Lou, do you remember the figure? I'm not sure.
I think 15, it could have been more 20, than that.
Anyway, it was thousands of dollars to have this partnership to promote the equality for the gays. Now, you've heard so far, listeners, earlier, this was part of the plan to use the homosexuality. Why? It reduces population. So we're seeing all of this private public partnership goes back a long way. Now, 1987, Lou?
Yes, here's another key globalist ideal, the destruction of national sovereignty. So 1987, it reads, "Rockefeller Foundation funds in part the publication of Arthur Miller's The Secret Constitution and the Need for Constitutional Change," in which one reads Miller's assertion that, quote, "a pervasive system of thought control exists in the United States. The citizenry is indoctrinated by employment of the mass media and the system of public education. People are told what to think about. The old order is crumbling. Nationalism should be seen as a dangerous social disease. A new vision is required to plan and manage the future, a global vision that will transcend national boundaries and eliminate the poison of nationalistic solutions. A new constitution is necessary. Americans really have no choice. A constitutional alteration will come whether or not it is liked or planned for. Ours is the age of the planned society. No other way is possible," unquote.
Chilling words.
Yes.
Aren't they? January 1991, William Henry Draper III gives a speech in Washington, D.C., revealing that population reduction is a key component of President Bush's New World Order. Also, 1997, Rockefeller Foundation gives $2 million to Hua Lian Pharmaceutical in Shanghai to upgrade its factory, which has been for years producing the RU486 abortion drug as a key ingredient in China's population control strategy. And we interject here, this is Elizabeth, that was another one of those drugs that has the secret coding in the name RU, that's A-R-E-Y-O-U, 486. And RU4 and 86 meant killing. Okay? On October 12, 2000, the Washington Post will indicate this factory will produce RU486 for the U.S.
Now we jump to March 6, 2004. World Trust of Nigeria publishes an interview with Dr. Haruna Keita, who reports that lab tests show the oral polio vaccines given to children contain harmful and toxic contaminants, some with a direct effect upon human reproductive systems, the result being limited population growth. Dr. Keita then revealed, quote, "These manufacturers or promoters of these harmful things have a secret agenda," unquote. Tetanus vaccines given 3 to 5 times a year to Philippine women have been shown to contain anti-fertility agents, thereby also limiting population growth.
So much in-depth information, Lou, in Dr. Dennis Cuddy's book, Conspiracy. Remember, it's now updated. And listeners, you can get your new edition of Conspiracy at Southwest Radio Church. We have no affiliation with them. We used to be great friends of Noah Hutchings and Bob Glaze. We do not agree with their pre-tribulation rapture theory, but they do have a lot of good work. Their telephone number is 1-800-652-1144. The cost of the book is $20. There are two other books available, tremendous books, written by Dr. Cuddy, The Power, The Elite, and The Power Elite and The Secret Nazi Plan. They're both available for the cost each of $20. Again, the phone is 1-800-652-1144. Towards spring, we'll hope to have more discussions with Dr. Cuddy himself about these Power Elite books. But at this time, he has been very ill with COVID, and he's been a very faithful truth teller, and he took care of his elderly mother till her death. So he's facing many financial struggles, and anything that you could mail to us, listeners, in the form of a check written to Dennis Cuddy, C-U-D-D-Y, or a money order to him, we will send on to him. So you can make those checks or money orders out to Dennis Cuddy. And so now, here is Dennis Cuddy's December 20th, 2022 essay for News with Views. He writes regularly there. This continues the narrative for the depopulation that Lou and I have been discussing, taking the origins out of his book Conspiracy, and the adjunct of the mass brainwashing at present with the reprobate mind victory over people. It's shown with these people who take the COVID bioweapon and then sometimes even praise it after it devastates them or right before it kills them. They're giving testimonials. Lou, the essay.
The title is Narcotized by Dr. Dennis Cuddy, Ph.D. In 1928, William Paley was beginning CBS and hired Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud's nephew, as his chief advisor. In the same year, Bernays, known as the father of public opinion, authored Propaganda, in which he wrote, quote, "Those who manipulate the organized habits and opinions of the masses constitute an invisible government, now the true ruling power of the country. The technical means have been invested and developed by which opinions may be regimented," unquote. And Dr. Cuddy has a note there, pages 45 to 46 of his book, My Secret Records Revealed. That is to say, the book is Secret Records Revealed. It's his book. In the 1930s, the Nazis developed hydrofluorosilicic acid and placed it in minuscule amounts in the water supplies of Czechoslovakia and other conquered countries, narcotizing a particular part of the brain to make the people more docile and less resistant to Nazi control. This is the same fluoride compound that is in the American water supply across the country today. And he has RE, that is, you can see, Fluorine in Water, Part 14 of Dr. Cuddy's The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan. You can find that at newswithviews.com, newswithviews.com, as well as many other fine essays by Dr. Cuddy. In the administration of President Truman, Bernays was hired to get fluoride in the American water supply. It was a, quote, bait-and-switch, unquote, operation, as Bernays paid some dentists to say sodium fluoride helped people's teeth. However, any good sodium fluoride does for one's teeth is only topical, not ingested. People began to accept the notion that fluoride was good for them, and they protested a little when it came to placing hydrofluorosilicic acid in their water supply in minuscule amounts, no matter the immediate dramatic effects. No immediate dramatic effects could be seen. By 1970, quote, the possibility of extensive mind control, unquote, was mentioned by Zbigniew Brzezinski in his Between Two Ages, in which President Carter's future national security advisor would also write, quote, human beings become increasingly manipulable and malleable, unquote. And he referred to, quote, the increasing availability of biochemical means of human control, unquote. With the people's brains being narcotized for decades by hydrofluorosilicic acid, it would be easy, successfully, to engage in a, quote, unquote, conspiracy to produce, quote, an unaware and compliant citizenry, unquote. Which are the words of top Democrat strategist Bill Ivey, emailed to Hillary Clinton's 2016 campaign manager, John Podesta. Today, one can see an unaware, and that's in quotes, an unaware or clueless public walking around with their heads buried in their cell phones, iPads, or laptops, and testing each other oblivious to their surrounding, and interested only in what they want at that moment. This selfish, temporocentric attitude can be seen by their cutting you off to get a parking space and running a stop sign or red light right in front of you. For them, their slogan is, it's all about me and now. You want proof? Look at COVID. If I were to tell you that a future variant would cause your left earlobe and knee to itch, and that's exactly what happened, would you say, I wonder if its origin was accidental? Of course not. However, the same year, 2015, as UNC's Ralph Barrick and Wuhan's Xingli Shi co-authored an article on November 9th in Nature Medicine expressing joy that they had just engineered a new coronavirus that could get into human airways, Bill Gates delivered a tech talk saying, you can have a virus where people feel well enough while they're infectious that they get on a plane, say to Seattle, or they go to a market, say Wuhan. It would spread throughout the world very quickly. Yet people today, even media elite, still wonder whether its origin was, quote, accidental, unquote. For some Chinese, the motive could have been as a possible bioweapon. In 2015, Zhu Dezhong wrote a 261-page paper explaining how coronaviruses could be used as bioweapons, including harming an adversary's medical system. He had believed that the outbreak of SARS-CoV-1 in China in 2003, killing many Chinese, was not accidental. For some Americans, the motive in funding certain types of relevant research could have been, at least partially, for investments. Dr. Anthony Fauci's National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases funded Peter Daszak's Equal Health Alliance, which then subcontracted with the Wuhan Institute of Virology. Daszak, in a 2016 book, quote, reiterated that until an infectious disease crisis is very real, present, and an emergency threshold, it is often largely ignored. To sustain the funding base beyond the crisis, he said, we need to increase public understanding of the need for medical countermeasures, such as a pan-influenza or pan-coronavirus vaccine. A key driver is the media. And the economics follow the hype. We need to use that hype to our advantage to get the real issues. Investors will respond if they see profit at the end of the process, unquote. And once again, that was a quotation from Peter Daszak. Unaware, manipulable, narcotized. As a secret communist plan and the secret Nazi plan, and Dr. Cuddy says, see my book, The Power Elite and the Secret Nazi Plan, often in News with Views, come to fulfillment right in front of a self-absorbed and clueless people.
And that's what you and I saw happening there as we watched the skating, the Nationals, and as we said about Prevagen, that ad kept turning up over and over and over, and we referred back to the information that we had about the jellyfish conotoxin, the crown of thorns, starfish venom, was the one that we heard from Dr. Artis's documentation, that the crown of thorns, starfish, did have the conotoxin. And we are wondering about the jellyfish. Is it similar? And also, there is the documentation that there was a patent from 1999 for synthetic peptides, conotoxin peptides, and it's co-owned by the Salk Institute and the University of Utah. See, we're not making those things up. They're important. They're real. And, of course, we're going to get into next time. We have to tell you, Department of Defense, maybe we have time. I think we'd better go to that right now. Just gave another $3 million to EcoHealth Alliance, the group tied to Wuhan and gain-of-function research. So can you see, listeners, it hasn't ended, and you can't let down your guard. But our listener from the Northeast, who we read a letter from last week, said that he's surrounded. He's in a rural area, and on either side of him, there are vaxxed people, and they've been pretty sick. But you see, God, we're to pray, the blood of Jesus over us, over our families. He will protect us. But here we are. This was Ethan Huff, January 27th, Natural News. Back in December, while everyone was distracted with the holidays, the Department of Defense awarded another $3 million to EcoHealth Alliance, the nonprofit organization linked to the creation of COVID in Wuhan, China. On December 12th, the DOD handed over the cash under the guise of, quote, reducing the threat of viral spillover from wildlife in the Philippines, end of quote. As Americans suffer under the crippling weight of inflation, in other words, the United States government is sending their tax dollars to Far East Asia. How much more corruption will Americans tolerate before they say enough is enough? And the grant was awarded as part of a Defense Threat Reduction Agency, and that's DTRA program, that seems to, quote, support and stimulate basic, applied, and advanced research at educational or research institutions, nonprofit organizations, and commercial firms, combating or countering weapons of mass destruction. And, Lou, how many times you and I have laughed at the Orwellian opposite meaning of things. Things that seem to say they will give us freedom and safety are put there to bring danger and tyranny.
That's right. In 1984, I think Orwell talks about the Ministry of Love being the really scary place.
Wow. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah,
so we have to look at the nomenclature. This article says also between 2014 and 2019, the NIH, that's the National Institutes of Health, gave EcoHealth more than $3 million to perform gain-of-function research on these bat coronaviruses. This includes now note the number here, listeners, $666,422 grant for research into, quote, understanding the risk of bat coronavirus emergence. EcoHealth has taken in quite a bit of cash from other government entities as well, including from the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, NIAID, which up until recently was headed up by Tony Fauci. After it was determined that EcoHealth had failed to comply with eight different portions of a written agreement it entered into with the U.S. government about funding it sent to the Wuhan lab, the NIAID approved a 5-year federal grant in 2022 amounting to $653,392. That grant expires in August 2027. Now, do we understand that? That after Operation Warp Speed and all of these deaths, these sudden deaths, all the athletes all over the world dropping dead, we didn't stop things? Why, no. Just in this past year, 2022, the NIAID approved a 5-year federal grant that will not expire till August 2027. Now, you know what? That gives them time to implement that children's plandemic that was staged recently at Johns Hopkins University in cooperation with Bill Gates' foundation. And they were projecting that in the year 2025, we will have this children's pandemic. Plandemic, excuse me. And that 15 million children may die. It will be a respiratory virus. Gee, we have a lot to look forward to. Every Groundhog's Day is a little bit different, but it's always the same. Now, you see, with this new $3 million donation to death, how much can be added or stepped up in evil till 2027? We really wonder, but we know that the people are dying and we care. Algerian football player drops dead during the African Nations Championship match. That's Gateway Pundit Jim Hoft, January 28, 2023. An Algerian football player tragically died suddenly during a match of the African Nations Championship on Tuesday, January 24th. And that person was Ben Idir Mahenny. Suddenly collapsed on the pitch a few minutes before the end of the match against the other team. Then there was another one that was being reported there at Gateway, the Gateway Pundit, and that was translated from Radio Algeria. MC Seda player Sofiane Lucar died this Saturday during his team's trip to the Habib Boukoul Stadium, Iran, to play against ASM Iran as part of the 10th of the National League Championship 2 Center West Group. The drama took place in the 25th minute following a telescoping between the deceased and his own goalkeeper. The head of the axial defender then hit the ground, causing a head trauma not detected at the time. After receiving first aid, the player returned to the pitch, unaware that he was about to step onto the pitch for the last time in his life. As he collapsed again in the 35th minute, the medical staff of the two formations intervened to try to resuscitate him before being evacuated in emergency. However, he died before even arriving at the hospital in Iran. You know, we're living in very dramatic times, Lou. And if we don't put our trust in Jesus Christ, we will never make it. So we urge all of you to put your trust in Jesus and to pray for God's remnant people. And for those who are unsaved, we don't wish for anyone to go to hell, neither does God. John 3:16. Good night.